Thank you for tuning into the Greater Harvest Baptist Church Worship Hour. Our church is located 1617 West Saratoga Street, where the Reverend Earl D. Gilliard Sr. is the pastor. We encourage you and invite you to join us in any of our worship experiences every Sunday, 8 o'clock a.m., 11 o'clock a.m., and then at 5 p.m. is live at 5 from 5 to 6 p.m. Every Wednesday, 12 noon to 1 o'clock p.m., and Wednesday night, midweek worship from work to worship, 7 o'clock p.m. We encourage you to join us in any of our worship experiences, a church reaching generations for Christ. Remember, a church where it's okay to not be okay. God bless you. And we give him glory on tonight. Come on, thank him. You know, I haven't heard Asha wear a crown in a many moons, but I do remember there was a part called Soon As My Feet Strike Zion. You got to get that. You got to get in Zion before you get the crown. So y'all bypass hitting. We ain't going to sing it. No. We going somewhere else. We're going somewhere else now. And, it's time to go preach now. But I think y'all need to, you know, y'all need to call a huddle and get them. I don't think my junior choir director, late Mary Backus, would appreciate y'all not singing Soon As My Feet Strike Zion, Lay Down My Heavy Burden, Shout to Tell the Story. Yeah, I don't think she'd like us not singing that part, but she would have to do it out of tonight. So, but we got a preacher on tonight, the person of the Reverend Brent Brown. He has befriended this ministry, this pastor. Matter of fact, he ministers to us every Wednesday at the instrument for our noonday worship experience. And any other time we need him, he's always proven himself to be friendly and very, very unselfish in his gifts. Amen? And I had the privilege of hearing him preach his initial sermon from this pulpit. How many years has it been now? Huh? Man, it seems like you've been preaching a long time. It'll be a year and a couple months. Huh? A year and a few months. Amen. But it seems like he's been preaching a long time. Those must have been the bootleg years I'm counting. Sometimes we get these years mixed up, but he's God's man. Amen.
Amen.
And he's presently studying at Hampton University in Hampton, Virginia. Amen. Working on his undergraduate degree in religious studies. We thank God that he has enough sense to know that opening your mouth and thinking the Lord will speak for you doesn't work. You got to have something in your head, just like you got to have something in your heart. Because if you can stand up and talk about open my mouth and the Lord speak all you want, there's nothing coming out but hot air. And he has saw fit to discipline himself to study. He's a family man. Amen. Your wife here tonight? Where your wife at? Oh, I see that little child. That little girl that you bring with you sometimes. Is that a wife so your people can see who you are? Stand up, daughter. Stand up, little girl. Now y'all see why I don't like her. No, she's all right. But we thank God for him. And I want you, Harvest, to receive him tonight. And I asked him a few weeks ago. We was here for, what were we here for? One of them holiday services. Wasn't it? You stand up here, you stand there looking like you could preach. And I said, you need to come preach for me in the new year. But I thought he was supposed to preach two Sundays ago. Because at my father at this hour, I really did. I just knew he was supposed to preach last Sunday and the Sunday before that. And when I came the Sunday before last, no Brent. So I had to pull it from the old repertoire. So then I knew last, I said, this has got to be the Sunday Brent going to come. So I just knew I could just take it easy, don't prepare anything, and just come on, because Brent was going to preach last Sunday, 5 o'clock. But I got here, no Brent. So I had to reheat some more stuff on and pretend like it was new. And the people act like it was new too, but then. One thing about Greater Harvest, y'all know how to make somebody feel like they're something when they are absolutely nothing, and then you'll go right after benediction and talk about us like a dog. I know you for your work sake. Many times you've come to me and said, where'd you get him from or her from? And then I'll say where. They said, don't bring him back anymore. Leave him there. But I said, you just shouting and clapping and saying preach. That was to get him out the way. I have some members I can talk to, and they'll be real frank with you. But I don't think that's going to be the case tonight. Thank God for his gifts. And I ask you to pray for him. Amen? But then pray with him as he starts us in the new year. And again, I am more than delighted that our paths have crossed. And he has a deep hunger for the gospel ministry. He's serious about the ministry. And as I said before, he shows that in his efforts to take care of those things of the academic nature. And so I want you to not sit, as they say, sit in your tent door. I just want you to get with him. I'm sure he's got a word from the Lord. Amen? Amen. You got a word? You do? Brent, can you really preach? Let's get a hymn. Y'all want to sing? Where's Cheryl? Cheryl, why don't you sing a sermonic number or something? Find one of those pretty little hymns that you... sing and sound real churchy like. So take us to church. He's gonna come and he's gonna preach. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And you're gonna pray. We're gonna be blessed. I'm just so shocked to see J.D. Austin here on the first Sunday in January, or third Sunday in January, first communion year. I don't understand it. But he's here tonight. Go home and call his pastor. I'm gonna text the bishop and say, did y'all have service today? Y'all got some members there? Where's New Psalmist? I see, he said New Psalmist in here tonight. I'm snitching, okay. You know, a fish would never get caught, just keep their mouth closed.
glory. Glory, yeah. Ever. Oh, till my raptured soul, my soul shall find. Oh, it's gonna find rest beyond the river. One more time, help me sing it. Take near the near. Why don't you be my glory, yeah. Heaven, till. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, raptured soul shall find, oh, it's gonna find rest, yes sir, beyond the ring. Thank you, Jesus. Grab your Bibles tonight. Let us turn to Psalm 91. Grab your Bibles. Let us turn to Psalm 91. Raptured soul, my soul shall find. One day, I'm telling you, it's gonna find rest. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. Psalm 91. Psalm 91. Let us turn to Psalm 91. As you're turning there, let me take the moment and thank your pastor. Someone I consider to be a mentor in the gospel. One of the few people who still actually preaches the gospel. Amen. Thank my wife and my family who are here. God bless you. God bless you. Psalm 91, beginning at verse 1. Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. That's all tonight. Brief time that is mine on tonight. I'd like to preach from the topic, the privileges of being close to Christ. The privileges of being close to Christ. God, we thank you tonight for life, health, strength. We thank you for joy, unspeakable, everlasting. Thank you, oh God, for your grace and your mercy that has covered us so far. We know that it's going to take us the rest of the way. God, we pray that you would anoint this moment, touch this moment. God, I can't do it without you. I can't stand without you. I'm leaning on you. I'm depending on you to do what you need to do. Thank you, God. We give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, the privileges of being close to Christ. My brothers and my sisters, I believe on this evening that most of you would agree with me when I state the following. That most decisions many of us tend to make in life are usually based upon the privileges that are attached to the outcome of our decisions. Most decisions that many of us make in life are usually based upon the privileges that are attached to the outcome of our decision. Let me put it to you this way. The reason that many of you get up and go to work Monday through Friday is not for your health and strength, but because of the privileges that are attached to the outcome of going to work. Your decision is to get up and go to work. The outcome is you receive a paycheck. The privileges is you get to do whatever you want or need to do with your money. The reason most of you who have cars purchased a car not so the dealer could tell you you could only drive on Mondays and Thursdays, but so that whenever and wherever you need to go, you can get in your car and drive. Are you hearing me tonight? And so I believe that most decisions that we make in life are usually based upon the privileges that are attached to the outcome of our decision. And my Christian friends, I have you to know that this decision-making technique, this decision-making method is not only used in our natural lives. Whether you know it or not, this decision-making method is often used in our spiritual lives as well. If you would allow your mind to think back onto the moments when you decided to give your life to Christ, if we were to be honest tonight, most of us would agree. Reason many of us gave our life to Christ in the first place was because of the privileges that God offers. You don't have to say amen, but I know I'm right about it. For many of you, I know for myself, the reason I gave my life to Christ in the first place was so that one day I can experience the privilege of heavenly living. And so many of you, whether you admit it or not, simply gave your life to Christ before you were mature enough to understand how good he was, before you were mature enough to understand what God really was about. Many of you gave your life to Christ simply because you did not want to go to hell. And my brothers and my sisters, I have you to know on tonight that our master is not oblivious to this. He's not somewhere sitting wondering why many of us gave our lives to him. He knows that for some of us, if he never would have proven himself to be Jehovah Jireh, that many of us wouldn't praise him the way that we praise him. God understands that for many of us, if he never would have proven himself to be our healer, that many of us would not be able to run around and praise him the way that we praise him. God understands that for many of us, if he never would have proven himself to be our all-sufficient supplier, that many of us would have never chosen to live a life that's close to Christ. Many of us would have never chosen to give our lives to Christ in the first place. And my Christian friends, I have you to know that, yes, God understands this. And yes, God knows this. And yes, he understands that he offers privileges that we want to receive. But there are some other exclusive privileges, if you will, that God offers to those who choose to live a life that's close to him. Yes, he gives us grace in the morning. Yes, he proves himself to be faithful for just offering your life to him. But I come to tell somebody under the sound of my voice that God wants to offer some other privileges, but they come with an exclusive right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They come with an exclusive right. Psalm 91 offers to us before this very poetic platter a plethora of privileges, if you will. He gives us, before he offers any privileges, the text writer first suggests to us a prerequisite to the privileges.
Thank you for tuning into the Greater Harvest Baptist Church Worship Hour. Our church is located 1617 West Saratoga Street, where the Reverend Earl D. Gilliatt Sr. is the pastor. We encourage you and invite you to join us in any of our worship experiences every Sunday, 8 o'clock a.m., 11 o'clock a.m., and then at 5 p.m. is live at 5 from 5 to 6 p.m. Every Wednesday, 12 noon to 1 o'clock p.m., and Wednesday night, midweek worship from work to worship, 7 o'clock p.m. Encourage you to join us in any of our worship experiences, a church reaching generations for Christ. Remember, a church where it's okay to not be okay. God bless you.